This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, with our feet firmly planted on the ground, may we continue to lift our eyes and our hearts unto you, so that we too can claim our sainthood in you. Amen. Please be seated. Well, for 19 plus years, every Wednesday until the pandemic, I was able to start my sermon with our school children at 8:05 every morning, and I finally get to say it today. Good morning, saints. And happy feast day as we celebrate the call to sainthood for all of us. We celebrate today the communion of saints. And in our prayer book, it is simply defined as the whole family of God. Those living, those dead, those whom we love, and those whom we hurt. Bound together by sacrament, prayer, and praise. And so we celebrate that gathering just like we do every Sunday when we gather around this table, with in some way the mysterious presence of all the saints, past and present, gathered together. It's a difficult time in our lives together, and No, I have heard and been a part of conversations that I think you probably have been a part of too, and that at some point somebody says, boy, I wish I had a dual citizenship. Well, today we are celebrating our dual citizenship. We celebrate that this world is not ultimately our home. And the more we make our decisions and treat the least of our brothers and sisters as if this world is our home, the further we are from claiming our ultimate home. We are, unfortunately, not being given great examples to follow in that regard. And so it becomes a call to action for us on this All Saints Day to come forward and live our sainthood, to practice the way of love, especially in those beatitudes that Jesus proclaims today. Yes, we have a dual citizenship. As I mentioned, our feet firmly planted on the ground on this earth, but with our eyes and our hearts fixed on where we know God wants us to be. We are made for eternity. And sometimes we just need to get our perspective back. That whether we live to be 1 or 10 or 100, when we put it in terms of the timeline of the eternity that God has in store for us, this time on this earth is just a little fraction of that. So why would we not want to start living now in the way that God has intended us to live forever? We're called to live, to experience at least a part of that eternal life promised to us now. And that experience is not unlike those aspects of the fruit of the Spirit that our Sunday school is exploring throughout this year. And on this All Saints Day, we begin the month dedicated to that aspect of the fruit of the Spirit called peace. Not the peace that the world gives, as Jesus says, but the peace that comes from a Jesus through locked doors, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that can enable us to be centered, even in the midst of political upheavals, even in the midst of pandemic, even in the midst of people choosing sides on all different sides, that we are still enabled to be having a rooted calmness at the very depth of our being, because we know that no matter what, I have a citizenship in heaven, and I'm going to live there for eternity, and I want my life to reflect that now in the way I live and love. Jesus shows us the way to get there today with the Beatitudes. But you know, he never said that this was an exhaustive list. He never said that there weren't more ways that we could live blessed, holy, happy lives. So today I want to talk a little bit about the saints that have been called home to heaven from this place in this past year. I could talk forever about many, but let's just talk about these few today. Our first, Madison Brookshire. Blessed are the young who die in the Lord. The Brookshire family were active members of our church and our school. All three of their children, including Madison, were baptized here. Madison and her brother went through communion milestone here shortly after they were baptized. They moved to be back home with their family up in the Maryland area some years ago. Madison died at the age of 14 of complications from a pulmonary embolism. In the many tributes that were given about her, Miriam Jaradovac writes this: Madison was another angel here on earth, sent from heaven for a purpose. At our daughter Erica's wedding, our granddaughter and Madison were the flower girls. Our granddaughter was throwing a fit about her shoes hurting her right before the ceremony was to begin. Madison immediately stepped in and resolved the issue that made everyone happy. She came up with a quick solution, and everything for the wedding went wonderfully smooth. She was a peacemaker. It came naturally to her. She was one of the sweetest young ladies we ever met. She had a beautiful smile and gave wonderful hugs to let you know she truly cared. Blessed are the young who die in the Lord. Mr. Bill French. Blessed are those who praise God with the sound of instruments, for they pray twice, sometimes three times. Bill was the choir master and organist here at St. Joseph's for over 30 years. In the best of times, Bill was a team player who accepted any task he was asked to take on here at St. Joseph's that went far beyond directing a choir or playing the organ. But most of all, it was his music that he used to praise God and to help us to praise God. Blessed are those who praise God with the sound of instruments. Dottie Gaddy. Isn't that a great photo? Blessed are they who enjoy life and are generous, for they shall have their fill. Dottie's niece, Ashley Wolf, told me her favorite memory of visiting her grandma, Dottie, and she would always pull out the pots and the pans and the serving utensils, and they would all make music together. How many times here, Dottie would quietly call me aside at coffee hour when there was some need that had been expressed at announcement time for funds for something. and she would slip a note to me silently with an amount of cash and say, "I know you need this." Blessed are they who enjoy life and are generous. Marjorie. Marjorie Galbraith, one of the true saints of this church. Blessed are they who live like Anna in the temple, serving the Lord, for they shall remain close to God. Marjorie served here as the head of the altar guild at St. Joseph's for 30 years. She served on altar guilds at Episcopal churches in Illinois, here in Florida at St. Joseph's, and after she retired in Arizona for a total of over 60 years. She died during the pandemic at the tender age of 104. Blessed are they who live like Anna in the temple serving the Lord, for they will remain close to God. Yvonne Graham. Blessed are they who realize the kingdom is now, for they shall not be surprised by the wonder of heaven when they achieve it. Yvonne was married to her beloved Carl for over 60 years. Yvonne found the kingdom, whether it was at home or in her many travels around the world. She was an author. Her last book is an unpublished manuscript that she called Eve's Journal, Eve being her own fictional name. In one of her last conversations with her daughter, she said that this writing was a legacy and gift to her family, and she hoped that the family would all read it. This is how her daughter ended the reflection with this quote from that book. She's talking about her life with her beloved Carl. "We enjoyed simple things, a beautiful sunset, watching birds at their feeder in our backyard, and watching clouds drifting high across the blue. As a child, I used to fantasize while watching clouds that the departed souls of good people were getting a ride heavenwards. And because I so often thought this, maybe this is exactly how it will be for me. That when all work is finished and all assignments completed, I will feel a gentle tap on my shoulder and a loving voice in my ear saying, 'Eve, dear girl, you've done just fine. Your cloud's waiting.'" Blessed are they who realize the kingdom is now, for they shall not be surprised by the wonder of heaven when they achieve it. Eric Vida. Blessed are they who never give up, for they shall finish the race and hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Eric was a man who spent his life defying odds. He possessed the stubborn determination of a true Viking, as his son writes. At the age of 7, Eric was diagnosed with polio, and his doctors said he would not survive. But he did. The doctors said he would never get out of an iron lung, but he did. They said that he would never get out of a wheelchair, but he did. Eric went on to become a varsity golfer at St. Andrews High School. He later became involved in the shipbuilding and shipping industry, and was the head of a company with over $1.5 billion in assets. But he always kept his family and his faith in the forefront. He served on vestries and boards all around this diocese and was an incredible help to us at St. Joseph's when he took on the job of treasurer and got all of our finances and our investments in such an incredible shape before his illness required him to retire from his ministry. What gave him hope never to give up? He often talked about an experience he had where it was one of those near-death experiences where he saw the light and saw what ultimate peace that Jesus' promises would await him eventually in heaven. I know that that's what inspired him, at least in his later years, never to give up. And now he has heard those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Matthew Phillips, blessed are those who believe in the God of second chances. Those of us who knew Matthew know how dedicated he was to Kairos, know how much he loved Linda. But it is that Kairos program that this personal beatitude emphasizes for him. You see, Kairos, if you don't know, is a retreat program for incarcerated men. Matthew gave incredible effort and hours to that ministry. And that program has continued to show an astonishing positive rate of reformed lives turned to Christ for those who participate. Blessed are those who believe in the God of second chances. Marie Putnam. Blessed are those who quietly love others. They speak mostly with their humble, generous actions, but when they do speak words, they will be impactful. Marie was the master of one-liners. She used to serve with us at our 7:45 a.m. service, which, if you've ever been there, there aren't a lot of people who come. On this one particular Sunday, I was serving with Father William, and there were only about three or four people in the congregation. And Marie opened that door to start to lead us out for the service, saw the few people that were in the congregation, and turned back and said to us, "Well, if a fight breaks out, we stand a pretty good chance." And then we were supposed to come out of that door serious and ready to lead people in worship. Blessed are those who quietly love others. They speak mostly with their humble, generous actions, but when they do speak words, they will be impactful. Margaret Sandoff. Blessed are those who are full of grace, for the Lord will be with them. Like Jesus' mother Mary, Margaret was a grace-filled lady, a great mother to our Cher and Cindy Sandhoff. She died of COVID during this pandemic time, and I'm sure that the hugs she was not able to give and receive are being doubled by the hugs of Jesus in heaven. Blessed are those who are full of grace, for the Lord will be with them. Margaret Ann Stenson. Blessed are those who live by family comes first. Vanda, her little sister, wrote this. "Who would have thought when you were here with me at Christmas that I would be writing this and you would have left us? Circumstances such as they are made it impossible for me to be with you. You're my big sister. You teased me when I was younger. You blame me for making the toy cupboard untidy, but when we got older and a little wiser, you looked after me. I could tell tales about your school days, but maybe those tales are best kept between us. I'll never forget when you left school and were at home with Dad. I asked if I could bring a school friend home for the weekend. You always said yes. When we were older, we shared a flat. We were always broke. We went to bingo once a week, believing we could win our fortune, and the night we won 100 pounds, we really did think we'd won our fortune. In those days, there was quite a lot of money. We had our ups and downs, as all sisters do, but I like to think we were always there for each other." Celebrating her life with her son and her family, this lady who was often with us to celebrate chapel with her granddaughter. Blessed are those who live by family comes first. And lastly, Nora Vaser. Blessed are those who show up. Our baptismal promises that we will renew shortly include our commitment that we will be faithful to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Nora did that always during her time here, whether it was Sunday worship, Wednesday nights in Lent. She was always faithfully here, joining with us in worship and fellowship to build up the body. These are personal beatitudes. In a few short moments, we're going to be baptizing these three new Christians. Perhaps the call to us on this All Saints' Day is, what is my own personal beatitude? How is God maybe calling me right now to take that heavenly passport and to stamp it with a mark of my citizenship in heaven by the way God is calling me to practice the way of love? May we be open to that as we gather with these saints at the altar and gather with all the saints of our lives as we celebrate together. Amen.